This is Senator Bob Dole. Ted Kennedy is plotting to stonewall the will of Congress again. In a moment, Ted and I will face off. Ted, word has it you're getting ready to filibuster the president's aid package for the freedom fighters in Nicaragua. Just tell me why. Why? The package has already passed both the House and the Senate, and the president is waiting to sign it. It's coming back through the Senate on a technicality. But your liberal gang continues to play the sore loser, even though you've had vote after vote on the issue. But the real damage isn't on Capitol Hill. It's in the jungles of Nicaragua where the brave freedom fighters are battling a Marxist dictatorship. The freedom fighters desperately need our help. They're dodging real bullets. Each day that goes by puts our Central American friends in further jeopardy. Don't leave them twisting in the wind with your filibuster, Ted.
Bob, it's your twisted logic for U.S. military aid to Contras in Nicaragua that causes the real problem. It's typical of you, Bob, to claim that the issue is only a legislative technicality that doesn't need debate. You right-wingers are itching for a replay of Vietnam and Central America. First comes the U.S. aid, then the U.S. military advisors, then U.S. combat troops. Some technicality, Bob. That's why the overwhelming majority of American people are dead set against military aid. They've been down that road before, and they don't want another trip. The Sandinistas are no angels, Bob, but neither are the Contras. It's an insult to democracy to call them freedom fighters. They're corrupt renegades from the old Somoza dictatorship with no support in Nicaragua. The American people know the score on the Contras, Bob, and so do the people of Nicaragua. And pretty soon, you'll learn it too. This is Ted Kennedy. Bob Dole and I will face off next on stopping nuclear weapons tests as the best way to stop the arms race. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.